Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of 80 for Brady.
I watched the second half of 80 for Brady.
And this is the other half. It's the Patriots time, baby.
It's time for the
true Patriots come out. I thought I knew it, but I didn't know it. I thought I knew it.
I probably
isn't that
it up.
Done by like John Williams or something?
It feels like it is.
It feels like
I don't know anything.
I feel like it's very popular. It's been around for a long time.
Sounds like something John Williams would write.
John Williams would write that.
Like you hear that, and then you know, fucking Darth Vader walks in.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Jones show up. Yeah, like yeah, exactly. Tom Brady. What an interesting thing, right? Like this movie about Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady produced this movie. This was his idea. Was to make a movie about this.
Okay, this is. I don't think it was done by
John Williams.
No, I don't think it was.
All right. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if it was.
He did the Olympics. That's what I keep thinking.
Oh, how's the Olympics one go?
Keen listeners would know.
Why did he say that one on the podcast? I can't remember.
It was for the Oscars.
The Oscars.
Yeah.
Not even this year.
And this year we didn't sing it, but I did put it in the actual version of it.
Oh, you did? Well, I'm glad you did that.
So that's for the listeners, baby, and the listeners know that.
Yeah. Yes. It's very interesting that, Tom Brady heard about these old ladies who were obsessed with him, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do with my money and sway? I want to make a movie all about these women who love me.
Yeah, it is a little bit of an egotistical choice.
Yeah,
And I didn't know this was based off a true story.
It really happened. There were really old ladies who were obsessed with Tom Brady, but like that's all it is, right? Like none of this really happened.
No, I'm sure none of this stuff happened. This basically turned into like weird wish fulfillment.
They showed photos of what they look like, and none of them look like how they look in the movie.
Oh, I imagine
they're all way hotter.
The thing that surprised me is I was like, none of these women are 80. Like,
I know. Well, wait, are they? All of them?
Everyone except for
Sally Field.
Sally Field, who's 70, and she makes a joke about
it
earlier.
She makes a joke about that. She's 70 for Brady. That's right. Yeah.
But everyone
else. They're all 80?
Some of them are 90.
Which one's 90?
I think.
Is it? Oh, it's Rita Moreno, right?
She's 90.
She is the best part of this movie.
That's fucking crazy, man.
I know.
A 9-year-old running around doing all this shit.
And she's like telling jokes. She's like acting, she's moving around. It's
crazy.
Yeah,
man.
I feel like if I was 90 years old, a hard wind would blow me over. Like, she's like killing it.
No, she's horny for Brady.
I
wouldn't even be able to get up for anyone at 90. You know what I'm saying?
She's looking great for 90, too.
Yeah, everyone, like, I was like, oh, these are probably like early 70s, maybe like 60-year-old or something like that.
No,
no, they're all
a lot
80,
of plastic surgery
80.
Amongst them.
That is also true. That probably helps a lot. It probably helps a lot.
I don't think the original 80 for Brady has probably much.
You saw pictures of them.
I saw pictures of them.
Do you think they had a lot of Botox? Think they're hitting that shit?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. No, none of them looked like Lily Tomlin.
No, little California raisins, though.
Yeah,
they look like.
Yeah, that's right.
Or
that's
right. Where the fuck is Patriot? The Patriots at New England raisins.
Yeah,
there we go.
Right. Well, yes, but Tom Brady was is not with the Patriots for forever. Just during the making of this this movie, not even making of the movie, but when the movie was set.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot. You like
he moved to the Buccaneers.
Moved to the Buccaneers. That's true.
Exactly.
I'll be honest. I'll associate Tom Brady with the Patriots because he won all the Super Bowls with the Patriots.
That's
you know,
right? That's right.
He hasn't won anything with the Buccaneers yet,
didn't
has he?
I think he did.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Okay, so this will be fun. I know a little bit about football. Not a ton, but I know a bit about football.
I think you know about as much as I do, maybe slightly more.
Maybe a little bit more. Yeah, exactly. So this will be fun to talk about.
I mean, it's barely about football, though. It's mostly
about family.
It's mostly about family, friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Friends hanging out. You know what? I'll be honest.
What? You love this movie, didn't you?
A for Brady, this movie's the GOAT, dude. I had so much fun watching this movie. I watched over my half.
You did?
I wanted to know more about what was going on with Betty, Trish, Luella, and Mara.
I didn't write the character names. I wrote the actor names.
Well, this is going to suck. We're going to have some troubles.
I know Lou is the older lady.
Okay, listen. This is
how Lou.
This is because I respect my elders.
That's true.
We got Betty, Sally Field. Trish is Jane Fonda. Mara is Rita Moreno. And Luella is Lily Tomlin.
There you go. Okay.
Also, cool. I forgot that Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda had that.
The 80 for Gracie.
80 for Gracie.
Gracie and Frankie, is that
Gracie
the name
and
of
Frankie, yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I was like, man, do I need to watch that show?
I hear it's good.
I heard it was like okay.
I heard it was
good,
like not
yeah,
just a straight comedy too. It sounded like it was like very sad and dramatic in moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, maybe I need to watch. I think there's a thing about like maybe
you just
this,
like old people.
I think that's the thing is I empathize a lot with old people. During yeah, when I was growing up, doing my homeschooling, a lot of times I hung out with old people. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think I know a lot of like old people and their weird ass humor and kind of just, you know, geriatrics and everything. And
right.
I don't know. I think maybe that maybe predisposed me to enjoy 80 for Brady a little bit more than I should. I will admit though, schmaltzy for sure.
Yeah,
and
not very well made.
And also, oh come on, this is brilliant filmmaking. So then also like very reverent to Brady and kind of like a weird culty
way. Very
weird
culty way. But like,
he's God basically.
That's the thing, is like the characters are obviously that way, but then the movie itself is like in like reverence of Tom Brady, which
yes,
makes sense because he produced it. Like,
sure,
you know, he gave money to the thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it is weird. You know, I mean, we don't
it's
ever
like
see him
I
kissing
a...
his children on the lips
no,
in this movie.
Unfortunately
sadly,
not.
Yeah.
Does he kiss any old ladies?
He doesn't, but he hugs them. He only lives. Only his lips are for his children, not even for his wife, ex-wife.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's very true.
Very true. Yeah, it's very strange because I don't like Tom Brady like as a person.
No, I don't either.
Really, I think he's probably a pretty good player. He was on the Patriots for a long time.
I guess he's a pretty good player. Just a guy who won like
Patriots were known for cheating. Like it's you know Patriots
but
are
but the Buccaneers, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's
pretty,
true.
He's pretty good on there too.
It's pretty good on the Buccaneers. That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't know. It's just funny to see this movie that's just centered around him. Because like spoilers, at the end of the movie, the movie like time jumps into the future when he's playing for the Buccaneers, and they still are rooting for him no matter what. Doesn't matter.
So they just like Brady.
They just like Brady. 80
well,
for that, Brady.
They do go into the origin story of how they found Brady.
How is that?
I mean, it's pretty simple. It's pretty quick.
Well, tell me
it.
About
I'll get
it.
To a second. Well, I mean, that's not the beginning of the
oh,
movie.
Oh, I assume the movie
you know,
opens.
Look, no, Mike, you think this movie? You're like, it's not very well made. But let me tell you, they introduce things
these characters
very slowly,
perfectly. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So okay. it's 2017 championship game. It's the not the Super Bowl, but the one before that.
Uh huh.
Do you know what that's called?
No.
Because I don't. it's a championship game of the AFC League or some bullshit.
Okay.
American Football Club League, I think.
Okay.
I'm making that up. Football
sure,
people,
man.
Come at me. Fight me. Punch me. Tackle me.
Tackle you.
Kiss
yeah,
me. Wait, what's going
I wonder,
on?
I wonder how many people who like listen to our podcast like football. I'm wondering what that overlap is.
I know
is.
There's at least one.
I know of one person, yes. That's yeah, true. Maybe two. But that's
maybe
about
two.
It.
That's
yeah,
about it so
yeah,
far. I you know I don't think our demographic of watching a bunch of
I think we scared them away.
Shelly Winters.
Yeah, exactly. Sally Winters.
Well, that's okay. Football people won't know the difference.
But the Sally Winters people will. Shelly Winters.
Oh fuck!
Do.
We've been made. We didn't learn
no,
anything from our whole
if
month.
If only she was in this movie.
I know. If only.
Oh man, Auntie Rue showing up in here
with a gun.
With the yeah, Tommy gun. Yeah.
Anyway, so the game's about to start. All the ladies have to get in their spots, you know. Betty has to stand on a ladder.
Mm.
Trish has to
go. I was wondering about the ladder.
Trish is reading a magazine in the living room.
Mm.
Mara is drinking tea on the couch. And Luella is very superstitious about all this, and
she has to spill chips.
And she says, this is during the kickoff, this all has to happen for us to have a good game. They were able to beat the Bills earlier with all this stuff. But unfortunately, Mara spills the tea, oh no, and they rush and they get all together, but then the kickoff goes well anyway.
Oh, that's a relief.
So it's okay, because they fixed it.
Trying to
all.
Remember, I don't think they spill. Do they spill chips when they... Because they do that at the end of the movie.
I'm
but,
sure they do.
But during the Super Bowl, I'm wondering if they spill chips. Now that I think about it, Rita,
how I don't think they could
chips.
Really do that during the Super Bowl because
spill
Super,
chips.
Well, I mean, like they're in very specific spots, like
the ladder. I don't know.
Well, like Trish had to read a magazine in the living room specifically. Mm, yeah. I don't think they could really do that again.
I'm gonna have to. You know what? I might. Now I kind of want
to. Are you gonna go back
movie.
To 80 for Brady? That's
I think
right.
I
you're
think
gonna go
I might
back.
Return just for the ending bit of the movie. Oh, okay. I really wasn't paying attention to that. Anyway, sorry.
Why would you not pay attention to this?
I guess I wouldn't notice. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know what to look for. So I don't blame you at all.
Yeah.
You didn't have the setup, which is the point of this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, this podcast.
This podcast.
Anyway, they all think Brady's a very handsome man.
He's so handsome. He looks like Buzz Lightyear if you put him in a trash compactor.
Do Tom Brady coming to the rescue.
Yeah.
Wow, you're totally right. I never thought about that.
Yeah, it really
does a big Buzz Lightyear vibes.
I've got to kiss my children. To my children and beyond.
I'm going to bomb in the box office.
This movie was a success probably, right? Was it
I
not?
I think this one probably was. I was thinking more about the Buzz Lightyear movie.
Oh, yeah, the Lightyear movie.
Did you ever see that movie?
We watched it at the drive-in.
You did?
We didn't watch. No, it was on at the drive-in. We watched another movie, but I kept looking over going like, that movie looks like shit. And then
continued to
watch the movie.
Wait a second.
I think we watched Elvis, and
wait
then Lightyear was on another screen.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
That's not at all even close to watching a movie. That's like watching a trailer. I'd be like, I saw the movie. You wouldn't have the sound.
I saw the
images.
I saw the image of the movie.
Yeah, I watched some guy watch it over the airplane while I was sitting there.
I've made judgments on movies based on that. I'm not going to commit to watching
it. You could have said no.
I could have, but then we would have had this great conversation.
You're right.
All right, so tell me more about Tom Brady, so handsome.
Well, that's all they say. And then there's there's an ad for this thing called the Mayflower, which Trish used to be the original girl for it, and she's mimicking the ad.
That's right, yes. This barely comes into play later.
I'm sure. There's so many like dominoes set up, and they just are like there to fall over once and not hit any other dominoes.
This is the worst kind of dominoes.
They're maybe knock over like three. You're like, they're like setting it up, and they're like, what's the payoff?
It's like dominoes set up by a person with an arthritis. It's just like they're just sort of put around, but they're not too close to each other.
You're not going to make a YouTube video that's going to get more than probably 1,000 views if you show that.
I love watching YouTube videos of dominoes. Dominoes and marbles, man.
With dominoes where they put the pattern and it shows, like, you're like, falls down. What's the fucking pattern? Like, oh my God, it's beautiful.
It's Shrek.
It's like art. It's Shrek. Send me that one later.
I will.
So then the... Well, is very excited for Tom Brady. She really likes him. Then the Patriots, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Woo!
And LA's like, great, we're so excited, we're going to the Super Bowl. I can't wait. So we'll start planning the party. And everyone kind of leaves and gets up. And this is the most relatable part of the movie.
Because no one's actually watching the game?
No, they're done. Well, it's over. The game's over.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And everyone leaves and Lou's sitting there thinking. She's like, what if we went? What if we saw the Brady in person?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's me. I would do
that. You want to do that?
Well, if there's like a tradition of like watching something so much, or like we're into a thing, I'm like,
let's take this shit
to the next level.
Yeah.
We're going to go all the way, baby. We're going to make a trip out of it.
Mm-hmm,
and everyone's like, oh, man.
I wouldn't be. I'd be like, let's fucking do it.
I know. That's why we're friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, other people say that. So she comes back into the kitchen and is like, all right, so listen, what if we went to the Super Bowl this time?
Hmm.
And they're like, we already looked into it. It's too expensive. And Trish is like, we could have gone earlier, but I had to divorce. I divorced my husband for the last playoffs. I regret it. You regret divorcing your husband? No, he sucked. I regretted using his money. So I feel bad about that.
Oh.
And so everyone's just kind of like down about it. And it's, you know, they talk about divorce. And Mara starts crying because her husband died. She's like, we're just talking about divorce. He's like, it's the same thing. They're like, we're far too old to go to the Super Bowl.
We're 80 and 70.
It's true. Yeah. And they're like, Lou is like, well, Brady's 40 and still playing. That's like 80 in human years.
Yeah, there you go.
And what is it? Betty's like, no, I'm just FYI, I'm not 80.
This is where she sets the boundary. She's the smart one.
She got a degree in mathematics and she works with mathematics. Have you met her husband?
Yeah, he's the guy from Moonrise Kingdom. He's in like all of those those Wes Anderson movies.
That's really funny. He sucks.
He's not great.
He's such a wet blanket in this.
He's a big wet blanket. Yeah.
Anyway, so
wait, can we describe all the ladies? So you got Betty. She's the smart one.
Yeah, Betty is the smart lady. She's very organized.
She's Lou. She is the one that kind of sad all the time.
Lou, she's sad and she kind of feels like the leader in some ways. Like she kind of has she's like, the one who makes plans.
This.
Yeah, we're gonna do this sort of thing.
So she's like the Star Lord of this group. There you go.
She's the Star Lord. Yeah. And
then
Trish is Rocket Raccoon.
Is the slut.
That is a slutty wife. You know, you're saying it, but honestly, it's kind of what
that's
she
what
is.
The movie is saying.
Basically saying yeah. that she is the hot slutty one. She's got a bunch of wigs. You know,
that's right.
She changes her hair all the time. Yeah. Everyone else has gray hair. She's the only one who has a wig on and like dyes her hair like regular, or, you know, like non-gray colors.
Right, right. She's the blonde one. Yeah,
and then you got Mara.
She's the cool. She's the one that she's into gambling.
She likes gambling.
Yeah.
And her husband's dead.
But she's got a crush on the guy.
Mickey.
Mickey. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's got a big old crush. I love her. She reminded me a lot of my grandma. I think that's why I like her so much. Yeah.
That makes sense.
She rocks.
That.
I like her a lot. She's my favorite character in the movie.
All the women are fun. I don't know. Yeah. I don't really hate any of them. Do you hate any of them?
No, I don't really hate any of them either, honestly.
They're all quite nice and they have good chemistry. I don't know. I feel like the thing is when they're having fun on set, I'm having fun. They seem like they're having fun.
I think that's the problem, is so little of my movie are the women having fun together. It's usually just them talking about Tom Brady or, like, separated and, like, talking to, like, Guy Fieri or whatever, you know?
Man,
so
the Guy Fieri in this movie is strong.
I was shocked, to say the least.
Oh, there is a scene in my half that'll blow your mind.
I can't wait.
I'm very excited.
It's going
to
take me all the way to Flavortown.
Oh, boy. It's going to take you too far into Flavortown. You're going to be wanting some milk with that. So this podcast, I guarantee Patriots fans are going to be like, it's this fucking podcast, you dumbass guys.
I don't think it's a real podcast, though, right?
Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't they get two people who do podcasts to be in a movie? Isn't that easy? Like, hey, look,
put
us
in
a movie.
Podcast.
Put us in a movie. That's all I'm saying. We could go in a movie. We could be a stand-in.
Do you see the guys who run the podcast?
Yeah.
It's Rob Kodry and one of the guys from SNL. Like, they're just like comedians doing accents.
That's boring.
It's not a real podcast.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. I don't feel bad then not recognizing this podcast. Anyway, they say, like, call us. We'll give you some tickets based on your best story. And they're like, this must be a numbers game. They're like, it's not a numbers game. We're just going to read the best story and we're going to give you tickets to the Super Bowl. They don't clarify how many tickets, you know?
I imagine they don't.
Two.
So you don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe it's as many as you want.
So they're like, this is how we get it. This is how we get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
And so they call up. Betty calls. She's like, I used to be a mathematician. It's a low chance of us winning these tickets. Here's my story. Blah, blah, blah. Mm. Mara has the whole, like, she lives at a senior center.
Yes.
Badass senior center. Like,
oh.
I can't wait to go to one of these.
Do they have video games?
It's basically like, I'll get to it, but it's pretty fucking sick.
Okay. I'm excited.
Has a whole
water slides.
You're thinking too advanced. You're thinking too young, Mike.
I am. That's true. No old person wants to go on a water
slide. Mike,
you
have to tap into your old person sense. And let me tell you, I know you have an old person sense.
I do.
Your vibe is old person.
Yeah.
You have two beasts inside of you.
Old and older.
Exactly. Older with whiskey.
Yeah. Anthony Hopkins from Westworld and Anthony Hopkins from The Father. Which one do you feed? You feed one of them?
No wonder I feel so sad when I'm around you like 50% of the time.
Yeah. I'm always forgetting what we're talking about.
Yeah. You sure you're not talking about me? Let me look into a mirror. Anyway, Mara has the whole senior center like getting all these residents to try to call and get tickets, and one of them just calls and is like, me and my four friends, we're dying. And it just hangs up. It's like, no, you're supposed to say dying
to get
in
to them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oops. And then Lou calls and she tells her whole story. This is how they reveal the story. Like 16 years ago, she got done with her chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know anything about football. And they turned on the TV and football was on.
Yeah.
And they couldn't change the channel. They couldn't. It wasn't working. The remote wasn't working. They're like, whatever. We'll just watch it. And they're like, oh. And then they see Tom Brady.
So handsome.
But he gets subbed in. This is the first time he plays.
Mm.
He gets subbed in. He was a backup quarterback. And he gets subbed in. And he does really well. And everyone's like, oh, he's very handsome.
Mm.
And then it started. We just watched.
Do you know what they
game.
Call the backup quarterback?
Second string?
A nickelback.
No, they don't.
They don't.
You can't trick me with your fake football knowledge.
Anyway, sorry. They sub him in, and they're like, wow, what a new kid.
And they watch the whole season.
Wow, just for him.
Just for him, and then they it becomes a tradition. It becomes their tradition of their friends,
right.
All the ones that supported her through chemo, mm-hmm. coming around watching Tom Brady.
This means a lot to her.
Means a lot to her.
It would mean...
That's a great story.
It's a great... They should make a movie about that.
You really should.
Yeah.
So she gets self-conscious about she's just writing down a story. She hasn't even called yet.
Oh.
Because the dude is also like on the TV explaining like, you still got one day left. It's the last day to submit your stories.
Mm.
if you don't win, you could always buy your tickets, but it'll cost you like a car to get them. It's so expensive.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do, Tom? And she looks at a bobblehead of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And the bobblehead winks at her and it says, let it go. And then the winks again. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay. And I'm like, what the fuck? Wow. What is this?
It's so it begins. Senility has begun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think she does?
It's not revealed, but it sounds like she sold her car. I think the thing is about this movie is it feels like it's going to have these cool reveals. And they like telegraph them so easily that it's just like, yeah, okay. We know where
like,
it's going.
The people who watch this movie need it to be spelled out for them or else they won't understand what's going on.
Pretty much. Or they like need to be a twist or whatever and then be like, oh,
they
I remember
need a
that
twist
earlier part.
In quotes.
Yeah, yeah in exactly. quotes. Yeah. Because like, so she buys like a little like gender reveal thing as a surprise. And I don't know what the fucking joke was.
Oh, was it like a ticket reveal?
Yeah, she reveals, I got the 4 tickets. It was like, wow, this is awesome. I wrote Trish breaks up with someone. Don't remember that part at all.
When is she not?
I know. Mara's taking pills, and Jin Yang from Silicon Valley. Remember him? I can't remember his
actual actor
name, which sucks because
he was also in Treasure Island or Pleasure Island. What the fuck is the name of that movie? Remember that really awful movie we saw that was based off the...
Oh, my God. I forgot about that movie.
I can't remember.
The box one or whatever? Well, the dick in the box? No.
No, not that movie. Oh. No. I'll look up the movie. And the actor as well.
Yeah, please do, because I feel bad. But
Jimmy O. Yang.
He also is a really good comedian. I like his
I love him a lot. I was talking about the movie Fantasy Island.
We watched that movie for the podcast?
We watched it for the podcast. This movie. You remember this one with Lucy Hale?
Okay, I remember
just
that
movie
now.
Like, no,
I remember that movie.
Showed him a dead person on my phone. He just launched back. Like,
oh, fuck.
With terror.
I tried to evict that memory from my brain.
I was trying
to remember, like, I don't even remember what that movie was. Hold on. Let me try to explain the movie.
Okay. This will be fun.
Lucy Hale on an island.
Yeah.
She gets there.
Yeah.
It's going to give all her fantasies. Everyone's having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bad things happen.
You did only watch the first half, so you did a great job of...
I don't remember anything about that movie. Oh, there was like a big party. People had guns.
You got it. That's the end of the first half of the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
There you got it, man.
If you want to hear the rest of the episode...
Well, check it out.
podcast.com. Check it out there. Okay, so anyway, so he's talking about the pills tomorrow, and she's not really paying attention, and he's like, one of these will knock you out. And she's like, okay, cool. Mickey comes by. He's like, I had a really good time, like, trying to get all those calls with you. I'm sorry about your husband passing. She's like, yeah, and he's like, my wife died last year, too. It sucks. But, you know, as time goes on, as I get older, like, I find out, like, you're kind of the only one I really want to be around, and she's passed out asleep.
Oh.
She took the wrong pills. She wasn't paying attention.
No.
So, Lou and Trish pick up Betty. They don't have the nice SUV that Lou has anymore.
Oh, like she sold the car?
No, she says in the shop, though.
Oh,
like, why would she
lie
about that?
That's true.
She picks up Betty, and then they try to pick up Mara, but she's asleep because she got fucking knocked out.
She's still knocked out?
This is not too long after she did it.
Okay. I thought this was like the next day.
And so the manager who gave her the pills is like, we have a strict no wake up policy in this place. You're not going to get woken up at all.
Oh.
So I'm not going
to
wake her up. So you guys have to wait until she wakes up.
Oh.
And she's like, we're going to miss her flight. It's like, doesn't matter. So Trish puts on a wig and distracts him by talking about his pugs. And him showing them pictures, and they sneak in the back. And this place looks cool. They got yoga classes.
Whoa.
They got fucking watch parties. They're all watching, all right, like, Love is Blind
fun.
And shit, or
that
whatever, like,
fun.
With a bunch of old people. Can you imagine the banter?
That'd be great. Oh, what's wrong with them? They can't see each other. I can't see anything. Cataracts took my eyes years ago.
The most unrealistic thing was none of these motherfuckers had captions on the TV. I'm like, come on.
That's 100%
accurate. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, come on, man.
Honestly, this sounds a lot like what we were doing during the pandemic. It was like watching.
Exactly. It's basically that. Yeah. Like, you're too old to really go out and do stuff. So you're just like, well, I'll just hang out and
do watch
vibe.
Parties and
it sounds like a cool place.
Yeah,
there were other cool things. I don't remember them. I was just thinking about the other ones.
Just stuck on the watch party. Watch it. Love is blind.
That's great. So they eventually find her and they find Mickey and they're like, Mickey, can you get us a wheelchair? He's like, yeah. And he gets her a wheelchair and they roll her out.
Mm.
And the manager catches him. He's like, oh, sure, I'm going to get him. But then he Mickey calls an audible and calls up. That's a football term.
I got it.
And says, hey, Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune's here. And all wow. the seniors rush
That's
out.
A real Hail Mary. That's a real play right there.
Let me tell you, it was a touchdown. He made those 6 points. But the real field goal was getting Mara out of the senior center. They scored the extra point.
Perfect.
I think they ran it in, actually. Okay. I don't think it was a field goal. I think it was a little more than that. So yeah. they got her out.
Good.
And she fucking wakes up in the middle of the car ride, like, this is okay. So this is the funniest part to me because the editing in this, I'm going to try to explain it.
Editing.
But there's
is,
a weird
yeah.
goof.
Oh.
I think it's a goof. It
That's
seems like
probably a goof.
So we got Betty and Mara in the back, mm-hmm. and Betty and the shot of the camera is like maybe from the passenger seat, and they're pointing at the two of them. You can see them clearly sitting next to each other.
Right.
And she's like, where am I? It's like, oh, we're going, you're there. You almost slept through. She's like, oh, I'm so happy. Where are we going? The Super Bowl. Yeah. And then the camera cuts to the front where you can see
the front of the car.
The front of the car where you can see the driver and the
passenger.
The passenger and then the people in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only Mara in the back in the middle. I had to rewind that multiple times. And I feel like they must have fucked up and put, because they have, no, they have Betty in the middle. Mara is off to the side. Like, very, very, like, you barely see her.
Must have been, like, a shrieker
but, like,
or something.
Who the fuck sits in the middle of a car when there's clearly room on the side? Like, the middle is, like, the part where you're like, oh, okay, we have to do this.
That is a good question.
So it's, like, something messed up, or I don't know, maybe this
could
is a shot
could it have been, like,
earlier?
A second unit shot or something?
I don't know.
Was, like, the or, actors or they, weren't there?
Yeah, they couldn't get Mara back.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, just put her in the middle, and we'll just
put her somewhere.
That distract her.
Yeah.
Like, Betty
distract
in the middle.
Her.
Distract the audience, but I caught it.
You got it. Wow. Watch out.
Watch out. Ethan, I'm here for the CinemaSins.
That's right. I got some CinemaSins of my own coming
up.
Oh,
I'm so excited. Yeah. This movie probably has a ton of them. So they arrive. They go in an Uber. They're talking about how Trish flirts, and Betty's like, I never flirt. She's like, why don't you try flirting? And she tries flirting with the Uber driver, and it's just like, you have a nice head.
So,
he's like, oh, thanks.
Oh,
good job.
In your pants. And then she
Mike.
Like gives him road. She's like, I'm 70.
She pops out her dentures, like, you never seen it like this. This is
we're
sailing. Anyway, they arrive at the hotel. Want to
play the field?
Go that back, go far enough deep in, you get a safety.
Anyway, so she can't do it.
Yeah, so they arrive at the hotel. You know, this is clearly they didn't win the tickets because they're like, we got like a two beds. That's it. So we all got to share them.
How do you mean that? What do you mean that doesn't mean they clearly didn't win the tickets? Because
they felt like they're gonna get like put them up in like a nicer hotel.
Oh,
I feel.
I see.
Not more like the last minute. Like this hotel's not that great.
Mm-hmm.
So I went available. Mm. They have standees in the lobby, and they see Tom Brady, and Lou's like, oh, someone says like he's so big, and Lou's like he's twice as big in real life. I'm like, that motherfucker's not twice as big. That's like, I'm pretty sure an accurate standee. He's not
he's
twice
pretty
as big.
Big.
This is a big standee, though.
Oh, okay, then.
So, like,
yeah.
Twice? Come on.
I don't know. He's a pretty big guy. Not that big, I guess.
Not that
Maybe
big.
They mean, like, sideways. Like, he isn't flat.
Oh, yeah, like, mass-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Mara steals a standee. So then,
what is she going to do with it?
Nothing. She's like, I like this one.
Okay.
So, in the middle of the night, they're all sleeping, and Lou's daughter calls. It's like, hey, the doctor's office keeps calling me because you keep getting... You keep missing messages from them.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'll call them back. Don't worry. She's like, where are you? I'm like, we're in New Hampshire. Oh, and like we're doing like a little fun girls date. Oh, cool. Okay. Well, give me a call back when you call a doctor. Okay. And you look at her phone and there's a bunch of messages from oncology, which means the cancer patient, cancer stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe the cancer's back. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
We'll have to find out.
We'll have to
at
see.
At breakfast, they give the tickets to Betty because she's the most responsible. She puts in her strap-on.
Yes,
which
her
is
strap-on.
The joke, which is the joke because it's a fanny pack.
It's a fanny pack, but she keeps calling it a strap-on.
She calls it, she's like, a fanny pack as if it goes around your fanny. It's a strap-on if you strap it on.
Okay, cool.
That's the joke.
So isn't it, like, what is it called now? What are the boomers? The Zoomers calling it now?
I forgot the name of it. I haven't worn them, so
I'm not a Zoomer. I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
I'm gonna look up what they call a fanny pack now.
So they're
oh, it's called a strap-on. No, I'm just
no,
kidding.
It's not. They go on their agenda is to go to the next is the NFL experience. Let me tell you now. Time to advertise for NFL. Time to get that payment money.
Waist bag, fanny pack, belt bag, moon bag, belly bag.
I think I've heard of waist bag.
Yeah, waist bag sounds right. Yeah.
But yeah, because Fanny
sling bags,
sling bag. That's it. That's the one I really hear.
Yeah, there we go.
The waist bag still goes around the waist. People don't call it the fanny pack because fanny means something different in the UK.
That's
so
true. They call it the bum bag over there.
Yeah, which I don't like either.
I don't like bum or fanny.
No. Called strap on. So Lou is there. She goes up to like the quarterback experience. Mm-hmm. It is like, I'm gonna try to win, and this person comes up and is like, oh, you're my opponent. I thought I was waiting for your grandson. She's like, no, I'm going to play. It's like, all right, I'm going to beat your ass. And she's like, why don't you bet on it? Mm. And so they bet. It's like, well, how about your Falcon shirt? Because he's the away team. It's like, okay, well, whatever, lady, we'll do it. And she's about ready to throw it. She looks up, sees Tom Brady on the Jumbotron or whatever, and just gets a message from him. It's like, it's all about like how you touch the ball or something. Just remember that. She's like, okay, Tom Brady. And she fucking smokes this guy.
Damn.
Beats the shit out of him. And she gets a free shirt because she hit like a record.
Wow. This lady did it?
She did it. But there was like multiple sections to like throw your ball. And she's picking the close one. But still impressive for someone over 80.
Yeah.
Go for her.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
So there's a thing about Trish I don't think I explained earlier. But her other thing that she does is she writes fan fiction.
I know she had a book.
She has a book. Do you know what the book's called?
No.
Okay. So Betty and Trish walk around. They find the book.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why the fuck is it at the NFL experience? Well, it's a fan fiction about NFL players.
Oh.
It's called Between a Gronk and a Hard Place.
Okay. All right.
Rob Gronkowski is what it's about. And it's got the funniest picture. I love it. It's so funny to me. And it has a little thing tagline says, football isn't the only game of inches.
Okay.
I was like, all right, that's pretty
good. So I didn't know this, but at the end of the movie, it's revealed that Gronk owns a copy of this book and reads it like everywhere he goes.
That's pretty good. So you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I was like, I just thought it was like a book she wrote about like how cool football was. I didn't realize it was like,
it is about how cool football
that's
is.
That's right. It's about a game of inches.
Yeah, so she starts signing one of them, and somebody's like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I wrote this book. She's like, oh my God, you're the author? That's amazing. And Betty at this point is like, I'm gonna get food, I don't give a fuck. And she's like, this is amazing. Is there a sequel coming out? She's like, yeah, I'm gonna write one about the holidays. And she's like, oh, can I pre-order that? The holidays are a very sexual time for me.
Ethan loved this movie.
This movie's so funny.
He's loved this.
Betty,
did you laugh out loud?
Multiple times.
Wow.
I had a great time.
You never do that.
No.
Wow.
It wasn't like a ho ho ho. This movie's hilarious. But I had a good time. I had a fun time watching this movie.
I'm happy to hear it.
Spicy Wing Contest by Guy Fieri is there. Betty signs up. And the lady's like, do you have an emergency medical contact? Like your husband? She's like, no, don't put him there. She's like, what do you want me to do if something happens? She's like, call an ambulance?
She's great.
So then Lou, by the way, is over there just wrecking people, getting a whole bunch of Falcons jerseys and
damn,
the shit out of them, by the way.
She should stop. Get her out of there.
I know.
Somebody needs to put her stop to
She's
this.
Having a great time, though.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone else is, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She only has so much time left.
People are very hyped. Well, we don't know.
Yeah.
She hasn't looked at the results.
That's true. That's what I was going to say.
The contest is where, so there's a hot contest. Betty enters it because she just wants wings. She's there
hungry
for the food, which I'm like, relatable character. But also, this is the weirdest wing contest I've ever seen because what they do is Guy Fieri's hosting it.
Right.
He's like, all right, let's do this. And they have a whole bunch of people up there. They get the hot sauce and they put it on the wing and then they eat the wing.
Right.
The person, it's not the like person who runs the contest who puts the hot sauce on.
It's the person who's
eating it.
Right.
So like
you could
just put less.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
That seems very unfair. But
it
anyway,
does seem unfair.
They do
how
it.
Much does Betty put on?
Enough. She puts a decent amount.
Okay.
And she eats it. And she's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trish gets done signing a bunch of books,
yeah.
And this guy named Dan O'Callaghan recognizes her as the old Mayflower girl. Says, wow, you're multi-talented. Mm-hmm. And he has two rings on his finger. He's won two Super Bowls.
That's right.
And they start flirting.
Ethan just checked, took a look at his hand.
I looked at my
sure
hand to see if there are any rings.
He was
on
like,
there.
"Do I have any?
I
Super
did not
Bowl
win
rings?
Any Super Bowls.
I noticed.
This is sorry to break it to you, Mike. I didn't even do his podcast just because of my Super Bowl fame, but it's okay.
One of these days, I know you'll get it.
I'm glad you like me more for just than that.
Of course, of course. Yeah, no.
So, yeah, I looked up if Daniel Callahan was a real real person.
He's a real. No, he's a real guy, isn't he?
No, he's not.
Isn't he not?
He's a fake guy.
Oh, wow.
He's a fake
guy.
They
lied to me.
I looked it up. Who said it was real?
The Ron Funches.
Ron Funches said it was real? In the movie?
In this movie.
Yeah, in the movie, but I'm saying in real life.
Okay, fine.
And then Betty...
But you know, it's like Tom Brady's real, so I was like, maybe there's other people
in
the movie
that are
real.
That's it. That's why I looked it up to confirm, because I was like, I don't think I recognize this name.
You know what? He was too good of an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in teeny at Twitch screen time.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Betty goes against the final opponent. And I noticed this. It's a very subtle thing. She puts down her fanny pack down for the final round.
Oh,
it's very serious. I know. And they eat this.
You mean her strap-on?
Yeah, her strap-on. She puts her strap-on. Excuse me. And they eat this sauce called Satan's Tongue. Betty wins. And she's guy's like, wow, it's so amazing. How'd you win? She's like, I can't taste anything because I'm so old. Unless it has extreme flavor. Guy Fieri's like, cool. It's
flavor?
Like,
I own Flavor Town.
Exactly. And he's like, oh, that's cool. Do you want some briskets? Like some like food I made? And they're all like, cool. So they go like in the back of, like in the back of, I guess his van or something, or like his like food truck. And Guy Fieri's just hanging out with all the gals behind the truck, just hanging out.
This is truly insane.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And then Trish appears, is like, guys, I got invited to this football guy. He really likes me. Or we got invited to his party. O'Callaghan's party. And Guy Fieri's like, oh, that party's gonna be off the hook. I'm gonna be going there. It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we should really go. But Lou's like, no, I want to really like enjoy. You know, I want to wake up and like go to the Super Bowl and have a good time. And she's like, well, we'll just go to this party.
What a wet
anyway.
Blanket.
I know. Like, why don't we just go and enjoy it?
I'm
a good
so
time?
Sick of her,
Lou.
She's like a tumor on this entire
cancerous growth.
Yeah, exactly.
Really bringing down the party.
So, you know, there's can-do people and there's cancer people.
All right, podcast is over.
Yeah.
So then they go to the party.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Are we gonna be the oldest ones?" Like, don't enforce a stereotype. Betty,
they are.
Yeah, Betty makes friends with Sophie because this one guy is like flirting with another guy and is just like, "You have like chicken legs." Like, don't be mean. And this lady named Sophie's like, "Oh no, it's cool. It's just how we young people talk. It's called negging."
Mm.
And it's like, "Oh, okay, cool." And then they're like, "Well, we're just here to chill out the party." And so Sophie shows up and gives them all gummies. And they eat it.
Oh, no.
And we know what the gummies are,
we
but they
the
don't.
Gummies are. They're like, too old to know what gummies are.
And they're like, wait, what are these? It's like, oh, don't worry. They're low dosage. Like, low dosage of what? Oh, and she's like, I thought
sugar!
You guys wanted to chill out. So they left. She leaves. And Mara had the most. She had three gummies.
No.
Lou,
wait, Mara had the most?
She had the most.
Damn. She's fucking rocking.
Lou had
for
like
that.
Two. Betty had one, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, okay, well, that's fine. And Lou's like, I want to go home. This sucks. Where's my ticket? Give me my ticket. And I'm like, she's like, oh, I left him in the hotel. Oh no, I took him off. I took my strap on off.
Oh no.
At the contest. Oh shit. Well, you know what we could do? We could find Guy Fieri. Laura's extremely pissed.
I mean, find Guy Fieri? It's not like he sticks out like a sore thumb.
That's what
everywhere
they were saying.
Goes.
They made a joke about like,
oh, okay.
How are we supposed to find a guy? There's like thousands of people here. It's like, oh, they see him because he's very
obvious. Yeah.
So he goes upstairs. And they try to
you
find
see,
him.
See, like, frosted tips above everyone's
it's pretty much that.
Yeah.
With the flame shirt or whatever.
Yeah, like Jaws. Like, like
just flavor, like town flavor, people. Town flavor.
Yeah,
town.
Yeah, yeah.
Mara's, like, three edibles deep and super high now. At this point, it hit. Like, way earlier it should have, but whatever. Movie.
Movie logic.
She sees Guy Fieri go up these stairs. She's like, oh, cool. By the way, when they walk in the mansion, they're like, this is a huge mansion. We've never been to a party like this. This is like feels like there's going to be like a room full of cocaine or there's going to be a bunch of people doing like Eyes Wide Shut thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Mara goes upstairs looking around, trying to find him, finds Guy Fieri, and she follows him and like finds a mask and just puts it on. Like a random mask and puts on and goes, Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, no.
Puts it on. And so Betty and Lou go outside. And fucking Mark Riblett, I don't know how to say his name. Do you know Mark Riblett is
Mark
is there?
Riblett.
He's out there fucking DJing and
who's
dancing.
Mark Riblett.
You never seen the guy long? He looks basically He looks like me. He has long hair. He's got a goatee.
Riblet.
He's a DJ. He does a thing that says, get the fuck up, bitch, and like does those songs.
I don't know this
guy. You don't know
this guy? No.
Okay. Well, that's for the younger TikTok crowd.
Oh, he does kind of look like you.
He does. Yeah. He looks like a, yeah. And he always hangs out in like a bathrobe. He's like a skinnier, fitter version
cool.
of me. He seems like a fine, he seems like he can either be, he seems like a cool guy or at one point he's going to be a creep.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he can go either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he always hangs out and does stuff.
He's the evil twin of you.
He does like all his DJ sets. He's in a robe. Like a
is he in the
silk
is he
robe.
In a robe here?
He's in a silk robe here.
Okay.
And he's like playing. He's like, why is no one fucking dancing? But then you know, the old people start dancing. He's like, yeah, and then he starts dancing with them and everyone has a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Mara walks upstairs and opens the door to a poker game.
Yes.
In the poker game, every single person has Guy Fieri's face.
What the fuck?
It's the weirdest effect. And they're like, hey, what's up? Do you want to join us? She's like, what? And then she looks in the mirror and takes off the mask, and she's Guy Fieri.
What a nightmare.
I'm like, this is awesome.
Oh my God.
Movie
that
of the year.
That sounds terrible.
It's terrifying. And she's like, I do want to break up unions.
Ah, no, there we go. That. Well, that'd be great she if did, she though. Did. Do we end up seeing their actual face? Because there's a bunch of
we
famous
do, we
people.
Do, we do in a second. But Betty slaps a guy by accident, and then she tries nagging him to make him feel better, and he doesn't want to. And her husband calls and is like, I'm hanging out at the party. What do you want? She's like, can you send me, I've sent you two versions of my paper. Can you tell me which one's better? And
what
send it back?
Paper is he writing?
I don't fucking know.
Is he like an author?
I think he's like just a professor.
Oh.
But has a bunch of shit like that. So
okay, cool.
Anyway.
He sucks.
He's so boring.
He's awful.
And then, but she's the only one who's married still, I think. To this guy, so whatever.
Well, yeah, because he won't die.
Mara's winning at poker. She's beaten Patton Oswalt, Marshawn Lynch, Billy Porter, and then I can't remember.
Guy Fieri.
No, Guy Fieri's not actually there.
Oh, really?
No.
Wait, then what? There's Why didn't she see his face?
I don't know.
Okay.
And she raised them 40K. She wrecks them all. She thought it was like 40,000. She's high as hell, or like 40 like dollars, but it's like big money,
right?
So I don't know how she got into this game, but whatever.
It really makes no sense, too, for, like, when it's revealed more about this game.
Oh, yeah.
As things get revealed.
Yeah.
Because you saw more. You know
what I know what happens. Because yeah. I was like, I have to see what happens in the poker game. Blue is fucking trying to get people to sing. It's like, it's not a kind of party. And then her daughter calls and is like, hey, look, what's going on? Like, you still haven't called the doctor's office. Have you done it yet? She's like, no, I haven't done it. It's like, what's going on? She's like, don't worry. They just want to talk about the test results. I got an envelope with the test results already.
Yes.
And she's like, have you looked at them? I was like, no.
No, she doesn't know.
I haven't looked at them yet.
She doesn't know.
I could ruin the time for everyone. And I'm just going to like, is this your half? Have you seen this part?
No.
Okay. Just want to let everyone know. And then she's like.
She's already ruining everyone's time, by the way. She hasn't even looked at the test results. And she's ruining everyone's
time. Yeah, exactly.
Time.
So yeah. Lou then walks out and like finds Trish making out with that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, where is everyone? And they have to go find her.
What guy?
You know, fucking the guy who runs the party.
Oh,
Callahan.
Yeah.
And then they go find Mara and she wins. She wins
she
the whole thing. She goes all in. She's like. They're almost like, don't do this. But she's like, no, I have to. Because if we do, we can win the
ticket.
We
can win
the money to get the tickets.
We can
buy
tickets.
New tickets. We don't have to like worry about losing them. It'd be great.
That's right.
And she wins. And then they're like, well, so what charity are you giving it to?
It's a charity one.
And then she asks Billy Porter, like, what are you doing? It's like, fucking theater arts or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, I'll give it to that.
Yep.
And then she leaves.
And then she walks out, but not before saying, fucking charity poker games. What a fucking bunch of bullshit.
Is that what she said?
She says that shit as she leaves. And I'm like, that's pretty great.
I
under her breath.
I would have asked, can I have like a little bit off that just to get the Super Bowl tickets?
Yeah,
I'd have
been
Super
nice.
Because
like, clearly everyone here is rich.
Yeah.
Like, buy me 4 tickets to the Super Bowl. I'm sure it's easy.
This, you know what? Was, yeah, I can't believe it. I don't know.
I will say, so you've been calling him Billy Porter, but his character name is not Billy Porter.
Who is it?
His name is Gugu.
What?
His name is Gugu. He's not Billy Porter. He is played by Billy Porter. And he is at a table with Patton Oswalt and Marshawn Lynch. But he is Gugu. His name's Gugu.
What?
That's what his name is. His name is Gugu.
Who
that keeps,
says this?
He does. And Mara calls him Gugu. And later on, he says that his name is Gugu. So his name is Gugu. But I'm going to call him Billy Porter.
What
but
the
I just
fuck,
wanted to
Gugu?
Know. His name is Gugu.
I feel like I blocked that out to like this movie more.
I don't blame you. But that's the first thing I hear when I open the movie up is like, she's like, Gugu, I love you, but you know, I'm going to win or whatever. And I'm like, why is
Why is he called Boo Boo?
Yeah, why is Gugu?
Gugu. Sorry, I got to mix up a Grogu.
Grogu. So the tickets are lost.
The reporter starts eating frogs.
That's right. Sally, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't actually get any money. Sally. Oh man.
I forgot. You have all the names of the other people. Betty. I'll translate.
Betty.
I have the translation right
Betty
here.
Betty listens to some younger guy complain about his love life.
Yes, that guy. That's the guy
he
who
sucks.
She hit. Yeah, he seems lame.
And then she's like, you
he
know.
He nagged him about his teeth, by the way, because that's like how she wanted to connect.
And so they're just sort of talking to each other about like the loves of their lives or whatever. And then he like leans in to kiss her. And then she pushes him away. And then he's like, well, I'm so confused that he leaves. Her friends arrive. Lily. Lou. Lou is very upset. She's like, everyone is all over the place. You're making out with people. You're betting on stuff. And I'm like, yeah, everyone's having fucking fun, Lou. Fucking chill out. Jesus Christ. What are you dying? So they're like, she's like, I want to go to bed.
It is funny because like when they did say we want to get these tickets, they're like, this might be our last Super Bowl. And everyone's like, that's morbid.
But, you know. So she's like, I just want to go to bed and tomorrow we'll find the tickets. We'll wake up early, nice and early. Yes.
In my dumb brain, I was like, the Super Bowl only happens 4 years, so I get it. But it doesn't.
Happens every 4 years? What, like a presidential
like the
election? Oh, okay.
Yeah, same like the president's left.
Yeah. So it's the next morning, they wake up, they all have hangovers, and so they're like, we're gonna split up and look for tickets and scalpers.
Can you imagine your hangover when you're fucking 90 years old?
They said like apparently champagne was the thing that really knocked them over, which is kind of crazy because that means that they took edibles, went back to their hotel room, and then decided to crack open a bottle of champagne.
No, they were drinking champagne at the same time.
Oh, okay.
They were drinking champagne first because like the first thing they were given to them, and then they just had edibles by accident.
Oh, there you go then. So they're walking around looking for scalpers.
Mara. Rita.
Rita. She finds a scalper, and the scalper's like, yeah, $10,000 for one ticket. And she's like, $10,000? I'll give you $100. And he's like, no, that's way too little. And she's like, all right, $500, and that's as low as I'll go. And he's like, no, I'm not giving you $500. She's like, you're really not going to take $550 cash? Like, she keeps upping the price subtly. She rocks. I love her. What happens next? Trish? Trish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She walks up to two guys who have a Patriots podcast, and she's like, hey, we won your guys' tickets, but we lost them. Can you guys give us, like, another pair? Like another four tickets, which
is
like
it's revealed that now she didn't actually win them.
They're like, you guys didn't win the tickets, those guys won the tickets. It's a Tom Brady support group. And they're like, what's a Tom Brady support group? Are they just like guys that like Tom Brady? And they're like, no, it's guys who are named Tom Brady and they can never live up to the majesty that is Tom Brady. And so it's just a bunch of guys.
I don't know what that's like.
Definitely don't know what that's like. So Betty fucking goddamn Betty is on the phone with her husband. Her husband's like, have you read the papers yet? And she's like, no, I'm in the middle of something. And she's like, he's like, well, I need you to find one. And she's like, hey husband, I love you, but we need to do things separately once in a while. And he's like, okay. And problem solved. And then she finds, and this is the first time I see, Guy Fieri.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Guy Fieri? Well, it's like she sees the Flavortown like truck.
Yeah.
She's like, Guy, I have your strap on. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
Amazing thing to come back
you
to.
Have my strap on, Guy. And she runs up to like the manager of Guy Fieri, and the manager's like, yeah, he's in his office. And she's like, where's that? And she points over to a porter potty. So she goes over and like starts hitting all the porter potties, like, Guy, you have my strap on. And Guy pops out of the porter potty. Guy Fieri pops out of the porter potty, and he says, oh, I thought you were someone else. And I'm like, were you expecting another person to come up to you and ask for a strap-on? Like,
I think that's the joke.
It's such a strange joke.
I think that's the joke, is that he's like, someone else also had a strap-on.
Someone else.
So this confirms Guy Fieri is into Pegging Town.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah,
that's strange.
There you go.
Yeah, Flavortown is what he calls his asshole. So she ends up getting...
Too spicy. No one touches it with their tongue.
Oh, God. Imagine eating out Guy Fieri. Ethan just gagging.
I'm gagging over here.
It's like, have you ever seen that gif where he's eating the spaghetti but in reverse? He's just like,
saw his butthole hairs.
His butthole hairs are also like spiked.
They're bleached.
They're bleached. Bleached butthole hairs. It just looks like a hedgehog down there.
Gotta peg fast.
Yeah, he's really into cheese to chili cheese dogs.
And what he puts out there is a chili cheese dog.
That's right. Oh, that's what he calls his dick. Oh no, Lily Tomlin. What's her name? Molly Maggie
Lou.
Lou is, she goes up this, it's like, I know that they're desperate. She goes up to this one lady who's like running the front, like the box office. And she's like, we had tickets, but we can't find them. And it's just like, I've worked like retail before. And I remember having old people going up and going like, here's an impossible situation. Can you fix it for me? And I'm like, no, like, what do you expect me to do? Lou walks off. She's like, I'm never going to get in. And then she sees like a screen with Tom Brady on it.
What's Tom Brady tell her?
Brady says, I wanted to give up.
Sell your body.
Sell your body. That's right. And then licks his lips.
No, do it, Lily Tomlin.
He's basically just like, never give up. He says, this is going to work out. And he just wrote down, Tom Brady's trying so hard to act. And then all of the friends arrive and they're like, Betty's like, we found the tickets. So they go in, they try to give the tickets, but Ron Funches, who is the security guard there, is like, yeah, these aren't the real tickets. These are fake. And it's interesting because like Trish is there. Wait, you look confused.
I look confused because does that mean that like Lou's, that when she bought the tickets, they were fake?
She bought fake tickets.
Oh.
She went online and bought fake tickets.
Oh,
but this whole situation is very strange because like Trish knows that she didn't win the tickets. So maybe she just was going to go along with it. But then it's revealed that she didn't actually win the tickets. And so then Trish is like, go ahead and tell him, Lou. And Lou's like, yeah. She says,
I maxed out a credit card and I sold my car to CarMax.
Oh, Lou, why would you do that?
Which is like, it's funny because it's like, it's clearly a CarMax commercial, but like the way it sounds is more like, why would you sell your car to CarMax?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So she has to admit that the tickets are faked, or that she bought them online. She didn't get them from any like a reputable source. And then she finally admits that she might be dying of cancer. She doesn't know yet because she hasn't read the letter.
I might be dying of cancer because I chose not to look at the test results.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to have the option to choose if I'm dying of cancer or not dying of cancer.
Yes, exactly.
Like, okay, dude, maybe you should have not or looked at them or I don't know.
And so they're like, I don't know how we're going to get in. They're right there. They're right next to the main entrance. They don't know how they're going to get in. How are they going
to
get in?
Bribe the security guard.
No. Give you two more chances to guess.
Okay, they're going to... Lily is going to go talk to Callahan.
No, that's a really good guess, but no. That's a really, really good guess.
Other ways to never give up. They're gonna rob a scalper.
That's a really good idea. No, they just look over and they see Billy Porter.
Oh, okay.
Billy Porter, he works for Lady Gaga. He says, that's where she got her name. I'm Gugu, she's Gaga. That's why I wanted to mention that his name is Gugu.
What the fuck?
And then he is her choreographer. So he's going to be there because she was the halftime show. He's going to be there for the choreography, I guess. And so he's like, I'll just let you ladies in.
Oh.
So.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can't. So they get to like the security like place. The security guard's like, yeah, you guys can't come in. And he's like, why? Like they're part of my dancers. And he's like, no, they're not. And even if they were, they need like lanyards or whatever to get in. And they're like, well, if we prove to you that they're dancers, will you let them in?
Oh, no.
And yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And now this, I timed it because it felt like 5 minutes, but it was only 1.5 minutes, but it felt like five minutes.
Oh, man, I bet it would.
Of these four women dancing, it was awful. I hated it. This was the lowest I've been in a very long time.
Really?
No,
really,
I can't really say that.
I immediately took
it back. It felt very bad, though. I hated watching this. I just wrote a painful scene that feels so long where they have to dance to prove that they can come in. So they let in.
Okay. So they sold it. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe they just felt bad. Like, whatever.
Maybe they felt bad. So they let them in, right? So they go in.
They don't have any seats.
Well, that's interesting, Ethan, because they actually sit down in seats.
Where do they get those seats?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, right? And maybe, it's never dealt with.
Maybe it's for like people who are in the show. Maybe they get like
they just get seats. They don't, you know, they work in the show, but they get seats to watch, to spectate.
I mean, you're not working on, you're only working on the halftime show. You know, what happens after the halftime show? You know, you just sit. You watch the rest of the game. I don't know.
I hated this part because, yeah, it is never explained why they were able to find four seats next to each other. Pretty good seats. Like, these were absolutely bought, you know? Like, but they found them. So they sit down and they watch the game in these four seats.
The four seats of the scalper that were outside.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so what happens? So they're let in. I wrote down this. They have fake tickets. The movie does not address how they now have seats in the stadium. Trish says that she's ghosting Dan because she wants true love and she doesn't think that Dan will be there for her.
Okay.
And then they get on the Jumbotron and Ron Funches sees them. And he's like, not on my watch. Those are the ladies that didn't have tickets. And how'd they get in? So I'm going to go kick them out. Okay.
I guess they need to have more drama. We need more drama. Because I was like, they did the thing. It's good.
Now, here's where something interesting happens as I was watching the movie. Because I was like, oh, man. You know, we've been watching the Super Bowl for quite a while.
Yeah.
We watched the Super Bowl. Do you remember the Super Bowl?
We did watch the Super Bowl. Yeah. I remember Lady Gaga jumped off a thing and we're like, oh, my God.
Well, I think it was like we watched the Super Bowl and they were losing so bad that we stopped watching the Super Bowl.
Was that one?
This was the year where I told everyone we should continue watching because something interesting might happen. This is when the Patriots were losing pretty bad by halftime. And then everyone was like, nah, let's not watch the game anymore. And I was like, okay.
And we came back like at the end of the third quarter and they're like, pretty much caught up.
Yeah, they had caught up by the fourth quarter, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was watching the movie and I'm like, oh, is it this Super Bowl? And it was the Super Bowl.
Ah.
So as we all know, the Patriots immediately start losing. They only have like 3 points. They've only gotten 3 points basically by like halftime. What happens next? Blah blah blah. Okay, so Ron Funches sees them, leads them to the exit, but Dan sees them, and Dan is like, "You're not kicking those old ladies out, right?" And they're like, "Well, they don't have tickets." And he's like, "Well, yeah, because they're in the box with us." So they're like, "Okay," so they go to the Skybox.
No, easy.
Easy.
Trish has no problem with this?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, not even a big problem
at all. You know what? She learned that lesson of divorcing a guy before, just not get seats, but...
She apologizes to him, even.
Oh, wow.
So they go up to the Skybox, and they're watching the game from the Skybox, and I'm watching this like, damn, this would be pretty fucking sweet to watch the game from the Skybox.
It would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Rita tells Mickey that she's moving back into her house, and that he can visit whenever. So, a little booty call.
Should she call Mickey?
She just called Mickey about it.
Random? Okay.
Just randomly. She also meets Andy Richter, who's the one that bought the Skybox and allowed everyone to sit in here.
Okay.
He is not a fan of the Patriots. He's a fan of the
Falcons.
And so he's like, so that's established. And then by the third quarter, Falcons are 28, Patriots are 3, as we all know. And Andy Richter's like, there's no way the Patriots are going to win. And Rita hears this. Mona hears this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
Mara.
Mara hears this and says, you want to bet?
Yeah. She loves betting. So she was the one who bet originally on Lou.
So she puts a bet down to say that the Pats are going to win because the odds are insane at this point. And she knows that he's rich, basically. And I wrote down, so the Pats are losing, basically. And they're like, we got to do something to get these guys motivated.
Here we go.
Okay. So I wrote down, there's this awful shot. I hated this shot. This is the worst shot in the whole fucking movie. It's one of the worst shots I've seen.
Please describe. I'm excited.
So the ladies are leaving, and they're walking towards camera, and they're in the Skybox. So imagine in the background, we see the view of the Skybox, and you see the ladies walking towards camera, and they all leave frame. But the camera just keeps running. It just keeps rolling for like 5 seconds. And 5 seconds doesn't sound like a long time, but like it is so fucking long. No one is in frame. It's just random people. And the camera just keeps like tracking forward. And then it's like the director didn't know where to go. So then the camera just like pans up to like the stadium lights, but there's nothing up there. And it's just like, what are we supposed to be looking at? Like cut the shot. Like, I hated it. I hated this fucking shot so much.
I'm so sorry that 80 for Brady provided you with one of the worst shots in cinematic history.
I wrote down 5 seconds. It was 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
It was 15 seconds of nothing. So goodness. The women break into the coordinator box with the box where they can like talk directly to the players and the coach and stuff from up top. They break into the box so they can directly talk to the team, and they give the coach a good play, which actually is like a great defensive play. Betty is the one that does this. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Betty's the one that does this. And then Lou picks up the mic and she's like, Tom, can you hear me? Tom? And Tom Brady's sitting on the sidelines and he hears in his like helmet voice, and he picks up the helmet and he like puts the helmet up to his ear like a sea. Like a seashell.
Seashell. Like you hear the ocean, but it's Lily just some Tomlin. Old lady yelling at him.
And Lola's like, she's like, Lou. She's like,
her whole name is Luella.
Llewellyn.
But
everyone calls her Lou.
Everyone calls her Lou because Llewellyn is a weird name.
It's a long name. Yeah. What is this? Weezer? Louisa. So she tells them that she went through chemo 16 years ago, but he's the one that got her through it. And she says, I'm too afraid to look at these results, but. She's like, if you fight, I'll fight, which is a great way to motivate a guy of going like, if you don't win this game, I might die of cancer.
And it's die
blood
of cancer.
Is on your hand. So this motivates him so much. She says this whole beautiful speech, this really amazing speech right behind a bright Microsoft Surface. So it's
Microsoft Surface is the tablet of the NFL. Realistic.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Because it's right center frame. It's probably better lit than anything else in the movie.
They got great screens on those things.
It's pretty great. So as we all know, this does motivate the Patriots to actually come from behind and win the game.
Nice.
Funches brings. Oh wait, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. I wrote down. Now, at this point, we're like near the end of the third quarter, nearing the fourth quarter at this point, basically
of the podcast. I get it. Yeah,
of the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down. We now have to sit through six. I calculated this, over six solid minutes of footage just from the game.
Oh, really?
We just watched the game now.
It's a pretty good game.
It's a great game. This was the best part of the movie. Was watching the actual
football game.
And then they keep fucking cut back to the old ladies and they're just like, yeah, they did. I'm like, fucking cut back to the game. I want to see the game.
Yeah. It's like watching with the commentary and like, shut the fuck up, commentary.
It's like watching and like some fucking old lady walks in front of this TV and like, the fuck out of here. I'm trying to watch my sports. So yeah, it was just crazy. It's just like, this is what a great, like, imagine being like, I directed Avery Brady. And it's like, you didn't direct 6 minutes of this movie.
He had to figure out when to cut back to the old ladies.
That's true. So I was just like, we're just watching the game. And so they win. As we all know, the Patriots win. It all works out. Everything's great. But then Rob Funches comes back up and he's like, hey, you old ladies, I heard that you broke into the coordinator box. You guys are in real trouble. So he walks them downstairs and they're like, oh no, what's going to happen? Are they going to like kill us? What's going to happen? And he brings them to
Tom Brady.
The locker room, exactly. To meet Tom Brady and the rest of the crew, and everyone starts geeking out. They all split up and talk to everybody. It's after they won. And obviously, yeah, they won. After the game. And Tom Brady talks to Lou.
Is there any jokes about them boys being in towels?
No, but there is a joke about how Gronk is reading the book.
Oh, nice.
And there's like a very longing glance between the two of them, like, you know, maybe they can make it reality.
Yeah, he can Gronk that Trish.
That's right. That's right. Trish that Gronk. So Tom has a chance to act. He has a heart-to-heart with Lou, and he is trying so hard to act, and it is so hard to watch. He's just like, you know what it's like? It's like, you ever see Terminator 2 where he's trying to smile? Like, that's what it feels like to see him try to, like, emote.
Yeah, yeah. He's, like, learning it for the first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's the end of the game, and they have a little hug, and then we cut to 2020.
Oh, shit. COVID.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-oh. Is it going to take out any of our favorite characters? Oh, no.
So we see all the ladies together in the same house, except Lou's not there. Lou's daughter's there, and also Mickey's there as well. Okay. And I'm like, you guys are breaking quarantine right now.
Yeah.
But then at first I was like, maybe they're not breaking quarantine. Could be early 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No.
This is September of 2020.
Oh, wow. They're really going out. But maybe that was a COVID bubble.
What? All of these people are hanging out together in a quarantine?
I don't know.
No, it's not four people. It's the four of them. Well, not
Mickey.
Well, no, it's not four. It's only three of them.
Mickey
because
and
Lou's
the daughter.
Not there. Mickey and the daughter. So five of them. But imagine being the daughter in that situation. Like, do you not have any other family to be with? Like,
I don't know. Maybe
I guess not.
Maybe not.
You're hanging out with your mom's friends. in quarantine.
They're pretty cool friends.
It was weird. And so this is the very first game that Tom Brady played for the Buccaneers. So they have jerseys where half of the game, or the half of the jersey is Patriots and half the game is the Bucs. And this is very funny because I looked it up and actually Tom Brady lost this game. So it's very funny to imagine them breaking quarantine to hang out with each other just to see Tom Brady lose.
That's a sports fan's way.
I like to imagine that.
That sounds about right. People broke quarantine for worse reasons.
That's true. But I was lying. Lou is not dead. Lou is actually alive.
Yeah.
It was just all a lie. She was in the garage getting chips so that she can fucking knock him everywhere.
I thought she was smoking because she's like, I love the weed I got hit with. I have to take my gun.
I joked now. It's like the car wouldn't start, so I'm here for another day.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the credits start rolling, but then we actually see a photo of the actual ladies, and then there's an after credits scene where we see all the old ladies on a beach together, and they're all talking about retirement, and they're like, you think you'll ever retire? And they're like, yeah.
Aren't they all retired?
Well, it's a joke, Ethan, because then they're like, I wasn't talking to you ladies, I was talking to him. And it's Tom Brady, because at this point, he hadn't retired yet. He was playing for the Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
And he is just like, yeah, maybe I'll retire, but why would I? Because I still got it. But then he does retire. The year the movie comes out.
Pretty much.
And that's the end of the movie. That is 80 for Brady. I didn't like it very much.
You can't account for taste.
That's true.
You can't account for taste, Mike.
That's right. You have terrible taste. I can tell.
This is 80
you
for
can
Brady.
Like it. You
was
can like it.
Was like a fine brandy.
It was
comfy.
Yeah.
Wasn't amazing. But man, I just needed it. And maybe it's just because we came off a bunch of terrible ass movies.
That's very true.
That rotted me to the core. Yeah. And I was like, I just want to see some people having fun.
They do look like they're having
just
fun.
Just vibing out. And you know what? It sounds like you got the worst half.
I did get
honest.
A really
it
bad
sounds...
half. Well, I got the half that actually had the game, which I really enjoyed, but there's
Tom
a lot
Brady
of
was in it.
I didn't like Tom Brady.
It wasn't as much like just fun shenanigans at the beginning, you know. I liked all the fun shenanigans. I felt like when they started dealing with the plot, it kind of like broke apart, you know.
The whole time I watched this movie, imagining like what must it be like to be those old ladies and just going like, that didn't happen. I was watching Nick
at guarantee
night.
They did that,
right?
I guarantee
they probably watched the movie. They're like, I was too busy asleep.
I have arthritis, and you know I wouldn't be able to throw balls like that.
I would never do no hanky panky like that, you know, like that.
Never
you know?
In the closet.
None of us are Mexican. they're like, none of this is based on actual historical.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
Yeah,
I've never done a drug in my life.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. But yeah, I don't know. It's harmless. Whatever.
It's pretty harmless. I think the worst part's honestly
with
the Brady part.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt so shoehorned in. And like, I don't know. If it was made by anyone else but produced by him and where he wasn't in it much, like, it was. I don't know. It was rough. That part was rough.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. Every time he shows up, and he's in a lot of my half the movie.
Any Given Sunday should have had that.
He should have had
someone like Brady. But not him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
exactly.
could have been an asshole or something to him, like at the end.
Like in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't like it that much. Would you recommend people watch it? I guess you would.
I would. I think it's a great movie. I think this is one of the best movies of our time.
Wow.
I think the Oscars overlooked it in 2023.
That's true. What should have been nominated for? Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Original Screenplay. Well, actually, probably adapted, right? Because it's based on an actual event.
Well, just because it's based on actual event doesn't mean it's adapted. Unless someone wrote a book about it beforehand.
If Barbie's an adapted screenplay.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it would win any of those. I think it would win Best Vibes.
Best movie that Ethan liked.
Yeah. Ethan liked movie a lot. Yeah, exactly. This is a fun movie about old people hanging out, having a good time, thirsting over young men. Love it.
Remember that year where they tried to appeal to fucking like shitty Marvel Bros and shit? They had like The Flash was like the voted best event moment.
It was like they had the best moment section, but it was like all critic like fan voted or whatever.
But imagine this winning the best fan vote. It was just like
I would have fucking come. Oh my god, dude.
Like, you know, all these fucking like Marvel and DC bros voting.
80 for Brady 80 comes
for Brady.
In.
Yeah. Anyway, what moment would it be? Would it be the moment that like Rita Moreno walks in and then she sees everyone with like Guy's face?
Okay, so I wrote a little note about that, which is really funny because they wrote apparently, which is a quote. This is a quote I found that said, "We wrote that Betty thinks they're all Guy Fieri's looking back at her." First off, I had to double check this quote. I copy and pasted it.
Okay.
It wasn't Betty.
It wasn't Betty.
No, but the quotes from the director says this.
The director didn't know what the fuck was going on. He doesn't even know their names.
But they think all Guy Fieri's are looking back at her, man. The surreal experience of FaceTiming him while he's on a boat in Florida, and he's like, guys, this is batshit crazy. Fuck it, I'll do it. And they didn't have a very big effects budget, but they made it work.
Well, sure. I'm sure they did. Well, it doesn't matter if it looks great because it's a drug trip. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. There was some pretty good timing with Rita Moreno, like looking at her face and being like, I'm Guy Fieri.
Can we rank the four?
Sure.
Rita's at the top.
Rita top.
Rita's at the absolute top. She's the oldest and she's absolutely killing in this movie.
I like Betty.
Betty's second.
Betty reminds me of my mom, so.
I love Betty too.
I like Betty.
Now here's
Trish. Come on.
Trish is great.
Trish is great. She's just there banging people. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Lou.
Lou is.
Should have died of cancer.
She's in the fucking grave. That's how low she is on this list.
Such a wet fart. Such a
the worst.
And like, it doesn't make sense why she was like so much like, we gotta be perfect for the game, we got to do all this stuff. It's like, just you're on a girl's trip, like just have some fun.
No, because this might be her last trip ever.
So
whatever.
If anything, you want to have more of a party. Then you want to have a night to remember. You want to fucking party with
party hardy,
all
man.
The people and have a good time.
I want to think I'm Guy Fieri for a second. You
exactly.
know
exactly. Well,
sounds like
was,
a great
that
trip.
Wasn't her. That was
I know that was Betty.
That was Betty, according to the director. Just wild that the director didn't even know
who. I
love
imagine the director's never even seen the movie. Like,
oh, he absolutely has not.
Never, never. Yeah, he just gave it to an editor. Was like, fucking do what you will.
Make it. So you want me to, like, do you think it would be a good idea if we, like, put the final, just the actual game footage? We have it. Yeah,
whatever. I trust you.
Yeah.
Should we try cutting this shot where it's like you're looking at nothing for 15 seconds? No, just fucking leave it.
It's vibes.
I'm sure it's great.
It's cool. Yeah, don't worry about it. Should we like intersperse them with like the girls in there? Oh, I guess. Whatever.
If you want to. You don't have to.
Whatever, Betty.
Whatever we have footage of.
Yeah, Wilma. Whatever. Wilma. Who's ever in there?
Yeah.
Put her in there. That's fine. Yeah. I don't care. I'm going to go back to drinking.
Yeah. Well, guys, are you old? Email us. Email the other podcast.com.
Would you be 80 for Brady?
Would you be an 80 for Brady? You can email us at the other podcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, Threads, and on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please give a 5-star rating and review. We will read them in the show no matter what it says, even if it is from Tom Brady. We'll read a Tom Brady review.
Mike, we almost went 80 for Brady.
What do you mean? 80 minutes?
80 minutes. We
How
almost
much more
did.
Time?
And we got 5 minutes to fill. So what I think we should do is we should take the microphone, put it up to the ceiling so it gets a nice buzz, and it doesn't film anything or record anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it just has a good, nice vibe just to fit the atmosphere, I think.
I think that's working.
And then we should come back and then just play the rest of the football game that happened.
That's a
and
great
we'll have
idea.
The commentators
just
going.
Just 6 minutes of the audio
just 6 minutes
of the football
of that.
Game.
Yeah. Then we can be 80
for
Brady.
80 for Brady. Yeah. Wait, can we tag ourselves really quick?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Betty.
I'm Rita. I'm Moda. Bora? Barbara.
You don't even know who you are, big boy.
Neither did she. Good night, everybody.